Hello, this is Neville Collard here. I'm a Noongar Buddhia from the Yuwat, Wajok and Balladong Noongar people. And we're here to talk about the Yurundurdu or the Durundurun. And he is the osprey, the Noongar name for the osprey. Now the osprey, he's like a member of the eagle family, I would suggest. And the white-breasted sea eagle would be the same family. You see this bird common along the riverbanks and right up the coast of Western Australia, even to the Kimberleys, you'll see ospreys on the banks of cliffs and big high trees. My experience with the Durunduruns here in the Swan River is that I've seen them hunting. On the two occasions that I saw the Yurundurdu hunting was in the Swan River, and one day I had a group of tourists and I was telling stories on a hill. And all of a sudden I saw the Durundurun sitting up in the biggest tall tree on the river, and it was a dry limb. And obviously they pick a dry limb because they can see out over the river and they can see food opportunities. Anyway, I was about 100 metres away from the river when I saw him fly off from the tree, and he flew down and he dived onto the edge of the river, and he came out with a mullet, which I reckon was a 2 to 3 pound mullet. And he had it in his claws, and he then landed on the bank of the river, and then he started to eat it. I think in the old days, if I was a Noongar and I observed the Durundurun hunting that fish, I would have fought him off and I would have claimed his prize, and I would have eaten it myself. They're very, very astute hunter and very smart bird for their size. Another occasion, I was walking along one of the Jenabiddies along the river, and I saw the Durundurun sitting in the tree. The next minute, I saw a New Holland honeysucker flying through there, and all of a sudden this big bird just went straight out of the tree, snatched that honeysucker out of the air, and then he went back to his tree and he sat down, he plucked the feathers off and ate it. I think that shows that he's a very, very vicious hunter. But I've never known him to fight with man or anything. It's just generally you see him wherever there's waterways, along the rivers, along the oceans, and on islands where there's big trees and cliffs so that they can sit high and watch to hunt for their food.